welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of The Inventor. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on at least a small part of the life of Leonardo da Vinci, particularly his later years as he goes from Italy to France and kind of continues on his journey of the pursuit of knowledge and inventing and just wanting to know more of life and everything in between that. And that's really what the film is. And it's a very cool animated film. And when I say very cool, and for, you know, lack of a better word for a pun here, it's an inventive film, I think. It is a stop motion animation film, as well as a traditional film, as far as a traditional animated film. And they kind of blend the two together. It probably, I would say, like three-fourths of the film is stop motion, and then the other fourth is animated, traditionally. And it's cool how the one that wrote and directed the film, who I believe he was a part of writing and creating Ratatouille, the Pixar film. He's the one that did this film. And he did a very cool thing of how they used stop motion animation and would seamlessly blend in traditional animation. And it was usually in parts where Leonardo was in his creative or pursuit of knowledge mode, and it would just kind of flow in and out of between stop motion and traditional animation. And it was very cool. I really enjoyed that. I really thought that that was kind of creative and how that was blended together, and it was seamless and it was very beautiful. I really, really loved this animation. And you know, stop motion animation is very cool in its own right and has its own history and tradition, and I feel like that this film kind of continues that excellence in how it's created. And really, just, it's a very beautifully made film, both, like I said, both in the stop motion and the traditional animation. Really enjoyed that. With a guy like Leonardo da Vinci, it's just so hard to put his life story into 90 minutes, which is the length of this film. It's about 90 minutes. So I think it probably was a good idea for them to just focus on just a brief part of it. And it's interesting that they focus on the later years. But I think part of it too is just kind of his struggle with wanting to learn more, but also understanding his mortality. And that, you know, he doesn't have all the time in the world to want to learn more and pursue those facts. And that just an interesting where they take the story and where they take his life from and putting it on the screen. Really enjoyed the voice acting. Stephen Fry, Daisy Ridley, Marion Cotillard, the biggest names. Really enjoyed their voice acting and thought they really brought a lot to the film. The music was very well done. I loved just the musical aspect of the film, and it wove its way into the film much like the animation did, and it was very, very well done. Is this the best animated film of the year? There's other films that I would probably rank higher, but as far as just creative and the ingenuity that went along with it and the inventiveness, to pardon the pun again, I would say that this is right up there. I really was impressed, like I said, by the animation of the film, by the creativity and everything that goes along with it. It's a film that definitely is going to fly under the radar because it's not a wide release film. It's not from a major studio. It is a very much an indie film, but I feel like it's a film that especially if you enjoy stop motion animation, and I know that there is a there is a fan base that loves this kind of, old school Rankin Bass. And that was kind of, at times I felt like, especially some of the characters and how they were portrayed, felt very much Rankin Bass-ish. And so, if you love those old school Rankin Bass animation, if you like Coraline and the Tim Burton stuff with Nightmare Before Christmas and those kind of stop animation films, I think you'll really enjoy this film. And like I said, the way that they wove together the stop motion and the traditional, it just really impressed me. And I think that that's something that if you're an animation fan, I think you'll really appreciate this film because of the ambitiousness of doing it like that and the fact that I think that they pulled it off. I was really impressed by that. Just a fun film. Like I said, it's 1 hour and 30 minutes. It's not a heavy investment of time, but I think the time that you invest into this film, it's worth it. And like I said, it's not a big budget blockbuster, major studio film, but it's a film that if it's playing near you, I would suggest checking it out. I think it's worth your time, and I think you'll get a kick out of seeing this kind of animation and seeing really just the heart that's put into it. And I think that really kind of, in the end, that's what stood out to me as I walked out of the theater. It's creative, it's heartfelt, it's just really, really fun and inventive. And that's my thoughts on The Inventor. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and share your thoughts there. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Threads as well. Just search out Screen Nerds Podcast, hit that follow button, hit that like button, and share your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you can find your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, just search out Screen Nerds Podcast, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. Let others know what we're doing here at the Screen Nerds Podcast, which is about letting people know about films, loving on films, and sharing them with others, and building that community where we can all celebrate films together. That's what we're about here at the Screen Nerds Podcast, and appreciate you being a part of the family, being a part of the group, and let others know. Let them know that they can be a part of the group as well. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.